Everyone, my name is Shi Gao. I'm a PhD student from UCLA Computer Science Department. Today, I'm very happy to be here to present our work, Provenance Management in Database and Schema Evolution. This work is done by me and Professor Carlo Zagnallo. First, I would like to introduce the motivation for this project. Modern information systems, especially big science projects, they undergo frequent database schema changes. One interesting example for this is MediaWiki, the software supporting wiki pages. In its 9 years development history, there are 323 schema versions for its database, so 3 schema versions per month, really a lot. And we can observe similar problems in other systems, like a tutor and KTDMS. Both of them are content management systems. For a tutor, there are 216 schema versions in 7 years. For KTDMS, this system has 105 schema versions in 6 years. So if we don't have the provenance of metadata or schema evolution history, it is hard to trace the provenance of data in such systems because the schema changes will block the tracing path. So we need an integrated provenance of both data and metadata. Here I have one example to explain why we need it and how it works. Suppose we have one table called employee, and in its definition, there are 4 columns: ID, name, department, and pay. Then we have some data updates and schema changes. For data updates, one new tuple is inserted into this table. For schema changes, first we rename column pay to salary. It sounds better. Then the table employee is decomposed into 2 tables: employee information and employee salary. After these changes, we have new version V2. So the problem here is how to connect the provenance of data created under different schemas. How can we trace the provenance of data from version 2 to version 1? Here, we need the provenance of both data and metadata. The provenance of metadata can help us build the mapping between 2 schemas. Then we can combine the provenance of data created under V1 and V2. For example, if we know the provenance of metadata and we want to trace the provenance for value 4000 in version 2, what we do is that first we need to know the mapping between V1 and V2. We know that this value 4000 should be stored in column pay in table employee. Then we can look into the transactions which affect this column pay in employee, and we can look into the provenance of data for this value in version 1. In this way, we combine the provenance of data by using this mapping information. So here is our system, AM and PM, archived metadata and provenance manager. The goal for our system is to manage the combined provenance of data and metadata under schema evolution. We try to achieve this goal by using 3 techniques. First, we extend the CQ information schema to archive the provenance of metadata. The CQ information schema is one standard database which is widely supported in RDBMS. It can archive the metadata for other databases. Second, we provide a timestamp representation of the provenance database. The timestamps can provide us the ordering information of operations so that we can know which operation happens first, which operation happens later. Since many provenance queries are actually temporal queries, we facilitate the expression of complex temporal query by supporting both CQ and xQuery. xQuery is very powerful to express in expressing temporal queries. We store the provenance information in a simple relational model. There are three parts in this model: data provenance, schema provenance, and auxiliary information. For data provenance, it refers to the information of data updates and the transactions applied to the content of database. Basically, insert, update, and delete. Other operations consist of these three basic operations. And for schema provenance, it refers to the information of past schema versions and the history of schema evolution. So we store the definition for every history schema. Then we use schema evolution language to archive the transformation from one schema to another one. Then we have the whole history for schemas. Auxiliary information can provide some additional information for provenance, like removed values and database statistics. Here, this graph shows the tables we used for our model. First, let's see schema provenance. The green tables, they are the information schema tables. We use them to store all kinds of metadata. And the pink one, the red one, they are schema evolution language. SMO is for schema modification operator. It is used to describe structure schema change, like creating a table or dropping a column. ICMO is integrated constraint modification operator. It is used to describe constraint change, like index, primary keys, foreign keys. We use the combination of ICMO and ICMO to describe the transformation from one schema to another one. And in data provenance part, we have two tables for transactions. In the first table, transaction, we store the basic information for transactions, like which user issued it, timestamp, and which table it may affect. In second table, transaction text, we see the content of this transaction, basically the SQL statements. And we have timestamp tables to store the timestamp for all kinds of values. For auxiliary information, we have some tables for removed value statistics. The statistics table here includes the values for both database content and schema evolution process. For example, we can compute the schema lifetime for every schema. And our model can describe the evolution process for most relational database. For example, the motivating example, we just see. Here we have two versions and some schema changes. In this case, our model will be like this one. So first, you can see that in the information schema tables, we store the definition for every schema. Then, because here we have two schema changes, so we use two SMOs to represent them and store them in SMO table. We don't change the index, so SMO is empty. And we store data-related transaction in our transaction tables, and we save the timestamp. Basically, the creation time and the update time for the data. So given this model, we can answer many queries. The query answering process is very easy. We first use the provenance of metadata to flash back to the target version. Then we combine the provenance of data to get our result. We can trace the provenance of data, for example, when the data is inserted, which transactions help generate the data. We can also trace the provenance of schema elements, like tables, columns, index. For example, we can pick up one column and try to query the creation time for it and which SMOs or ICMOs affect it. And with the help of auxiliary information, we can provide statistic values for the content of database and schemas. We have implemented a prototype for our system. It is in Java, and the backend database is MySQL. In our architecture, there are two main components: provenance database manager and query parser. The provenance database manager is used to pass the input data and construct the provenance database. The SMOs and ICMOs used in our provenance database is generated by the model called a script generator. The basic idea for script generator is to compare different schemas and express the difference using schema evolution operators. Once the provenance database is filled, users can issue provenance queries in SQL and sQuery. AM and PM parser will translate sQuery to SQL and check the syntax of provenance queries. For translation, we use an existing algorithm in Fusheng Wang's paper, ArchIS. So we have implemented it and performed some experiments to evaluate the execution time of provenance queries. We just got these results last week, so this part is not in the paper. For experiments, we use both synthetic dataset and real-world datasets. For synthetic datasets, we use California traffic. It is generated by sampling values from a small real-world dataset from California Transportation Department. It is used to evaluate the performance of data provenance queries. For real-world datasets, we use DeckWiki, KTDMS, and MediaWiki. These three information systems experienced a lot of schema changes. They have a lot of schema versions, so we use them to evaluate our schema provenance queries. These are the data provenance queries we prepared for evaluation. So first, we can see that Q1 is when provenance query, the creation time. Q2 is how provenance query, basically the ordered transactions which may update or create the tuple. Q3 and Q4 are provenance queries with aggregates. Q5 and Q6 are provenance queries with temporal joins. We want to try different kinds of queries in our database. And experiments for data provenance queries are performed on California traffic. This synthetic data set contains 500,000 transactions. And we can see that the execution time of data provenance queries is linear with the number of transactions. One exception is Q1, because it is so easy. It just returns the timestamp, so it is not affected by the number of transactions. And similarly, we perform experiments for schema provenance queries. This experiment is on the three real-world data sets. Their details are listed in the table. And for every information system, we randomly pick up 5 columns and 5 tables. So for every column and table, we will write where, when, and how provenance query as test query set. Basically, where provenance query will return the source location. And when is about creation time, how is about which SMOs and ICMOs affect this schema element. We can see that the result is approximately linear with the number of schema changes. MediaWiki use the most time, the longer time than other information systems to perform schema provenance queries. In fact, I plan to perform more experiments on other data sets and other RDBMS so that maybe I can figure out a formula. So here we have conclusion. EM and PM provides a simple way to support provenance management and the schema evolution. And provenance queries on both data provenance and schema provenance are efficiently supported. Now we are still working to improve this system. Currently, the overhead for provenance storage is relatively large. So we try to use column-oriented database to optimize it. And we also working to develop one algorithm to do provenance query rewriting to make it work under different schemas. So that's all. Thank you. Any question? Yeah, the thing is that we store the timestamps for every value, and that table is very large because we need to have timestamps for every value in the database. And many values share the same timestamp.
So they're at the level of attribute?
Yeah. So many values share the same timestamp. If we can convert it to column store, it can reduce the redundancy.
Okay, let's thank the speaker again.
Thank you.